I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. India's Ministry of Women and Child Development announced that they have instructed states to inspect all the childcare homes run by the Missionaries of Charity, an order that was established by Mother Teresa in 1950. The announcement follows the discovery that one of the homes was supposedly involved in the illegal trading of children. The order has condemned the actions of those involved, stated they are fully cooperating with authorities, and insisted that the charges are not related to the order as a whole. Going against recent warnings from leading intelligence chiefs over ongoing threats to election security, President Trump has stated that he does not believe Russia is still targeting the United States. Last week, National Intelligence Director Dan Coats said that warning lights over cyber threats to the U.S. were, quote, blinking red, comparing it to warning signs before the 9/11 terror attacks. Coates stated that cyber threats were coming from China, Iran, North Korea, criminal networks, and individuals, but added that Russia has been the most aggressive threat to the U.S.'s cybersecurity. Trump's comments come a day after backtracking his statements during his press conference with Vladimir Putin, where he questioned intelligence findings that said Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. The European Union has fined Google $5 billion for forcing cell phone makers that use the company's Android operating system to install Google apps. The EU stated that Google is restricting competition and reducing choices for consumers. The fine comes following a three-year investigation, and it is the biggest fine for anti-competitive behavior given to a company by the EU. Cardinal Francesco Coco Palmerio, the former head of the Pontifical Council for Legislative Texts, has proposed a call for legal obligations for the care of creation to be included in the Church's universal canon law. Doing so would make it a legal duty for Catholics to not only keep from harming the environment, but also to improve it. Pope Francis has been vocal about his environmental concerns, and in his message for the World Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation in 2016, stated that caring for the world in which we live should be considered a work of mercy. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.